You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Earlier this month, the man known as the federal homelessness czar visited the Bay Area. Matthew Doherty met with San Francisco Homeless Programs Director Jeff Kosicki and Mayor London Breed to discuss a $9 million boost to grants provided by the city. The meeting drew media coverage, but as we know, money won't necessarily bring lasting solutions. We know that in part because we read Street Spirit. Street Spirit is a publication largely written about homelessness by people without homes. It's a publication of youth spirit artworks focused on stories of poverty and social justice in the East Bay, and it's been in print for over two decades. Today, more than 100 vendors sell the papers as an alternative to panhandling. Co-founder Terry Messman retired as editor this year, and his replacement is Bay Area native Alastair Boone. The UC Berkeley graduate sat down with KALW's Ben Trefney to talk about her mission for bringing street spirit to broader audiences.
Is there a story in particular, like an individual story, that is stuck with you lately?
So this is a bit of a throwback, but I've just been trying to do my homework reading back issues of Street Spirit. The old editor, Terry Messman, was a homelessness activist for many years before he started editing the paper. And he brought that activism with him really wholeheartedly into his role. And he published a few stories that actually made real change in the East Bay. One of them that is a 16-part series that's so impressive to me. It was about the East Bay Hospital, which was a hospital in Richmond where basically a bunch of other hospitals would kind of send poor people or people with intense mental disabilities. I think in one of the articles, it was referred to as kind of just a place for castaway patients that nobody else wanted to deal with. And the patients were treated really, really poorly. Lots of people died. Lots of people died in restraints. They weren't allowed visitors. It was just kind of a nightmare in there. And Terry started reporting on the East Bay Hospital and Street Spirit. Other mainstream media outlets picked up the story too. And within a year of his first writing about it, the hospital closed. I just think that's so amazing. And if I ever get to have an impact like that, I will feel very proud.
What's your background and how's that prepared you for this role as editor-in-chief?
So I have more of a traditional journalism background. I graduated from UC Berkeley in 2016 with a degree in English. At Cal, I also worked as an opinion columnist for the Daily Californian. And then after graduating, I pursued various writing jobs at different publications. And then I saw that Street Spirit was hiring and it sounded like kind of a dream. So I applied and here I am.
So what made that a dream job for you?
It felt like a dream job because it's an untraditional publication. Most mainstream media outlets pretty much stick to what is referred to as objective journalism, which is powerful. I'm not trying to knock all objective journalism. But when you're trying to write objectively, you are meant to maintain a certain degree of distance from the subject. And I understand that, but I felt excited about the opportunity to kind of work closely with the homeless community in the Bay Area, which is the place where I grew up, and to kind of have more of a hands-on engagement with the community that I will be writing and editing about.
I'm interested in your perspective then, having a maybe more straight-ahead journalism background and training, and then going into something that's maybe more advocacy journalism.
Yep.
There's a lot of discussion amongst journalists generally, especially in the age of the Trump administration, when there's so many attacks on journalism, about what kind of journalism is maybe most effective and what is most authentic, what kind of works to practice, I guess. And there's a lot of journalists who struggle with their own personal beliefs in comparison with, say, trying to tell a story in an impartial way. I'm wondering, because you now are making this transition in a way, how you feel about this?
This is a question that that I never stop thinking about. I think it's endlessly fascinating. Street Spirit is an unusual publication when compared to mainstream newspapers because it is an advocacy newspaper. When I say advocacy newspaper, I don't mean that we want to, you know, necessarily rally against the man and like boldface type with 10 exclamation points at the end of the sentence. To me, what it means to be an advocate for the homeless population just means to make sure their side of the story gets told. So often in the newspapers and online publications that we all read, you know, they are actually advocating for the mainstream.
Yeah, there's choices that are made on what to
cover,
stories to run, which voices to include.
Right, exactly. And so when I talk about advocacy journalism, I'm just talking about creating a platform for the voices that are not included.
So are you homeless yourself?
No, I'm not homeless. I've never been homeless. I know only about homelessness, what I've read and what I've learned through talking to people who are homeless in the Bay Area.
So how does that affect then your working with writers who don't have homes?
That's a really good question that I think about all the time. I think that there would absolutely be strengths to the editor-in-chief of Street Spirit being somebody who had been homeless, because that person would have personal experiences that would allow them to understand homelessness much better than I can. I think that my strength is that I can be a bridge between people who don't have homes and people who want to read about people who don't have homes. Growing up in San Francisco, I have worked with the city's homeless population in various ways. Many of them memorable. In particular, when I was in college, I was an intern at 826 Valencia one summer, which, for those of you who don't know, is a tutoring center for low-income kids. I just kind of fell in love with their program and working with a bunch of their kids, lots of whom had stories that they were encouraged to tell in our summer program, which was reading and writing focused. And that was just so much fun for me. And so I think at 826 was where I started to feel like being involved in some way with helping people tell stories that maybe they don't get the chance to tell was something that I wanted to pursue.
When did you come onto the job?
I came onto the job on July 9th, so about a month ago.
Who are some of the people who you've met then since you started this work?
We have a solid handful of longtime contributors, people who've been writing for the paper for some 20 years. Most of those people either have been homeless in the past or are kind of in and out of homelessness or are currently homeless. And they all just have like a whole bounty of stories that they want to share, even after 20 years. Every Wednesday, I sit with our vendor coordinator, whose name is JC, and he sits in the same place in his van every morning in Berkeley and distributes a variety of services to homeless people, one of which is distributing the paper and also interviewing new vendors. And he's there every day, but I just go and sit with him once a week to kind of meet our vendors and also try to, in some way, feel like I have my ear to the ground, you know, actually know what the stories are, what the important stories seem to be for people who are homeless. And I meet all kinds of people who will come up and I'll introduce myself and I say, you know, I'm the new editor of Street Spirit and I'm here because I want to learn a little bit about what's going on the street and what stories feel important right now. And at first they'll say like, well, I don't know, I don't really have anything to say. And then a few seconds will pass and they'll start talking about, you know, some homeless shelter that's shutting down and how that's going to create a whole slew of complications for homeless people. These are things that I never read about in the news because people aren't really publishing about them as problems for people who are homeless because that's a bit outside of the mainstream. The strength of Street Spirit is that we tell those stories in the words of the people who have those experiences. And sometimes that language might not sound like what you're used to reading in the paper, but my job as the editor is to make sure that it still feels accessible to you. And accessible doesn't have to mean polished and perfect, in my opinion.